Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Ultimate Guide to Great Mentorship by Scott Jeffrey Miller. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you rethink everything about mentorship, or was it just me?
Oh, it absolutely did. I went in thinking I'd get tips on finding the perfect Yoda figure, and instead Miller basically told me I'm doing it all wrong. It's a total reframe. The responsibility isn't on the mentor to save you. It's on you to be a great protege.
Right, and that's such a relief in a way, because we all have this fantasy of being discovered. But he says that's why most mentorships fail. People wait passively. So the first step is brutal self-honesty, right?
Exactly.
You can't ask for direction if you don't know where you're going. Miller says you have to do the heavy lifting before you even schedule a meeting, identify specific gaps in skill, perspective, or network, and define what success looks like in concrete terms.
Yeah, the vagueness is the killer. I cringed when I read his takedown of "Can I pick your brain over coffee?" because I've totally done that. He says it's the worst possible ask. It's vague, it demands a big time commitment, and it's one way.
Oh, I've been guilty too. But his alternative is brilliant. You make a highly specific, low-friction request. Like, I'm considering a move from operations to product management. I have 2 specific gaps. Could I have 20 minutes of your time next week to get your perspective on closing them? That signals you've done your homework.
Yes, and it respects the mentor's time. Which brings us to another big idea. Miller is all about mentorship with a shelf life. He rejects the lifelong informal bond. Instead, you set a goal and an expiration date. When the goal is achieved, you either renegotiate or end it gracefully.
That's so intentional. And it prevents the relationship from becoming a social obligation. He also introduces reverse mentorship, not the trendy young teaches old thing, but the protege driving the calendar, the agenda, the follow-up. You never show up empty-handed.
Yeah, you come with a status update on previous advice, a specific problem, and a proposed solution. It turns it into a collaborative partnership. And that makes the mentor actually want to invest because they see their advice being implemented in real time.
Right, and that ties into feedback. Miller says the primary currency of mentorship is honest, unvarnished feedback. But most people are terrible at receiving it. He says you need to cultivate a feedback appetite. Ask for negative feedback specifically, like, what's the one thing holding me back?
That takes guts. But he makes the point that the mentor's willingness to be brutally honest is proportional to your demonstrated ability to handle it. If you get defensive, they'll soften their message and the value evaporates.
And he also says you shouldn't rely on a single mentor. You need a personal board of directors, a diverse group of advisors, each with a specific area of expertise. One for corporate politics, one for technical skills, one for emotional support.
That's way more practical than expecting one person to have all the answers. And it reduces the emotional dependency that can make a single mentor relationship feel suffocating. Plus, he says you can end a mentorship gracefully with gratitude and honesty, not ghosting.
Absolutely. And here's the radical part. He argues the greatest beneficiary of mentorship is actually the mentor. Teaching forces them to clarify their own thinking. A great protege brings fresh ideas and energy. So it's a two-way street, which removes the stigma of taking.
That's a beautiful reframe. And if you don't have access to senior leaders, he says look laterally or even downward. Appear slightly ahead in a skill or a junior employee with a different perspective. And he even talks about asynchronous mentorship, learning from leaders you've never met through their work.
So the takeaway is stop waiting for the perfect mentor. Build great relationships with imperfect people. Be the one who brings structure, agenda, and gratitude. Let go of the ego and embrace being a learner.
Yeah, the one thing I'm taking away is that I'm not a passenger in my own development. I'm the architect. The quality of mentors I attract is a direct reflection of the quality of protege I become.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the ultimate secret to great mentorship isn't about finding the right guide, it's about becoming the right kind of student. We'll see you in the next one.